Online Podcast 169. Oh, good Lord. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome and happy Monday, all of you. Like, right before my show opened, I got this message on my computer screen. Don't know what this is. It's, I'll take a look at it later. At 4:15, what the hell is this? I'm going to cancel that. Anyway, welcome back to Online Podcast. You will be listening to some background talking that you may hear through the wall into our media room, because my studio is next to our TV room. How appropriate, you know, and how smart of me to be doing that. And I can actually hear some of the noise that's coming in from the media room as Bruce is watching some DVDs. We went to Blockbuster today, and he went with a $25 gift card and went over there, and we picked up a bunch of movies. Three movies we rented. I won't go into the detail of what we selected, not porn. I just forgot. And also picked out five DVDs, and they are $5 each, those previously viewed DVDs. And so we bought five of them, and so I'll be watching that sometime in the future. I'm sorry you can actually hear it. I wonder if I should pause and actually tell him to turn that down a little bit. You can pretty much hear everything said out there. Is this too annoying? Maybe I should pause and then let him know that perhaps he can turn that a notch down. Oh no, it's fine now though. Okay. Or maybe not. I will let him know. Okay, so yeah, I'm back. And so I turned the volume down a little bit. But anyway, I have a special something for you. I am going to tell you all about, well, partially, about the gay games that's going on, I believe, this weekend. And so I have something special to play for you. Take a listen.
Hello, John. This is Brad from Chicago. In your last podcast, you mentioned that I should pray to you in order to win my tennis match in the gay games. So I thought I would enter the Church of John Ong, and you can hear the organ music playing in the background. I wish to leave you Malaysian sacrifices and Malaysian gifts for you in order to please you, that I might win in my tennis match. So I'm leaving in the church some nasi lemak, some nasi kandar,
yummy,
and some banana leaf rice. I hope these please you and you allow me to win my tennis match at the gay games. Thank you, wise one.
Oh, you are welcome. So that was Brad from Chicago, and you've heard of him a lot, and I've sometimes teased him for losing the last two games that he played. And we'll actually have a little bit more about gay games in a moment. And I would like to play this other comment for you from VJ also on my website. He's kind of funny.
Hello, John. It's BJ. Just called to say hello. You're my chingo.
You're
loopy. It's cool.
Yes, my ching chong.
Andy sounds cute and sweet. Andy Melton.
Andy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eating strawberries. They're tasty and juicy and yummy.
You are crazy.
Just wanted to call to say hello. Bye.
Bye. I didn't even know my ching chong sounds so... My ching chong is so funny that VJ is so tickled by it. Yeah. Ooh. Sorry, the computer make a noise. Let's continue to... And it's a little bit of catch up. And I'll talk to you about stuff that I talk about going... Stuff that I'm going to talk... Oh, screw it. I'll just tell you whenever that happens. But we heard also from Rambo Redhead.
Looking forward to part three with the Bishop Templeton.
Wait. I have to start from the beginning. Hang on.
So thank you so much. Hi, John. This is Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick message to let you know I really, really enjoyed your video, as well as I'm looking forward to part three with the Bishop, Hamilton. Okay. So thank you so much.
So that was already out.
Have a great rest of your week.
Crazy. People are so having so much fun leaving me messages on my Ching Chong. And if you haven't done so, you can go to onlinepodcast.com and leave a message for me using MyChingo. And you can find out more about MyChingo from MyChingo.com. I call it my Ching Chong. And so that was Rainbow Redhead. And also Rainbow Redhead left me another message via voice. What is that? My K7 or whatever that was, my 206-888 John number, so you can also leave messages there as well. And the message that I won't play it because it's a little long, and also he was in the car, so it's a little bit hard to hear. But the thing is, Tom from Rainbow Redhead, I just want to let you know that there is now a link on my website that you can download Bishop Gumbleton's talk entirely without my commentary from my website. Go to onlinepodcast.com/Bishop Gumbleton and you will be able to get to, and Bishop Gumbleton is spelled G-U-M-B-L-E-T-O-N, Bishop Gumbleton. That's onlinepodcast.com/Bishop Gumbleton. That you can go download the file and spread it to everyone you know or would be interested to listen to Bishop Gumbleton's talk. And now let's go back to the... what am I going back to? I'm going to go back to telling you... I had this conversation online with a listener, Jarno, who is actually a friend that I got to know through some American Sign Language chat. And he was actually studying in Canada at that time. And we met and we've, you know, spoken a few times on the thingy. And we kept in touch and he went back to Finland. And he remembered last time, several shows ago, I actually... put, if you haven't done so, you can actually still go to onlinepodcast.com and find that show, whichever that was, that has the one that I made your, made a PDF of my flyer, Online Podcast. And you can go there and download it and post it in, especially colleges, I would say. I would assume that those were the people that would be interested. International students, especially gay ones. And if you do that, you can help me promote the show. And so that is exactly what Jarno did. And he actually posted that flyer on the wall on the bulletin board of the local office of SETA. And what is SETA? SETA is sexual equality in Finland. And the reason why it's not SETA is because it's in Finnish, the language, not in English. But let me tell you what SETA is. SETA is the national, I'm reading off of their website, SETA is the national human rights organization in the field of legal equality and social justice for sexual and gender minorities such as lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, and trans people in Finland. And ironically, it also... or coincidentally, rather, it was also founded in 1974 by Helsinki. And it's the same age as me, meaning the organization is also 32 years old, just like moi. I was born in 1974. And talking about growing up and being born in 1974 and being a child and all that good stuff, I actually have a personal experience that I have been thinking about talking to you guys about it, and I've never really remember every time I do the show. So this time, I'm going to get into it. I just moved my microphone so that I can lean back. My back hurts. Oh my gosh, I'm getting old. And so my laugh... and several people has already commented that I think Krebs Cycle. Thank you to Krebs Cycle of Adam from Krebs Cycle left me a message saying that what did he say? He said thanks for the shout out, John. That's what, like when I mentioned him on the show. He said that your show is a must listen for me because, like one of you, your caller said, you have a positive energy. I think Beth said that I have a positive energy and you are a digital audio sunbeam. I thought that was so sweet. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam. I'm actually doing this show rather late as well. It's very close to being actually Monday. Thank you, Adam, for that very nice comment. The digital sunbeam, I just find that to be very, very cute. And I appreciate the message. And if you have any comment also, you can leave me at onlinepodcast.com and go to that show and post a comment there. And I love reading comments. Obviously, I can't go through every single one of them, even though there's not many of them. But if you want to check out other people's comments, like especially on the video podcast that I posted, apparently... even Madge Weinstein sent me a message that said that, oh my gosh, your face were hilarious. And she's actually said that you look more Chinese when you do that ugly face. I don't know whether it's a good thing or bad thing. But we all love Madge, don't we? Madge of yeastradio.com. She doesn't need any plugging. She is a big fat whore. And we all know that she's a big fat whore, and so am I. And you know what? One day, she was actually in, I think, Rotterdam, and trying to call me on my computer, call me on iChat, and wanting to do a video chat. And for whatever reason, it will not connect. And so I told Madge that, Madge, you and I both are too fat to even fit on a broadband connection. So... yeah, we're too fat. I think Madge is losing weight, though. I hate her for that. If she is, and if Wanda is, I better get the memo because I'm not. What was that leading? I was going to tell you about my experience as a child. So, you know how it is when I keep saying that the moment that I came out, the moment that I accepted myself was the life-changing experience for me. And that is true also, and that helped me to become more honest, and that helped me to embrace who I am, and that included my laugh. And there are several people who said that, oh, your laugh enlightened the day or whatever and makes me laugh as well. And I truly believe in the power of smile and laughter. And that's why I keep reminding you that you don't forget to smile. Because when you go to yoga class, when I used to, when I was skinny, the instructor would say, don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. That's the same thing. I was like, how can you don't forget to breathe? And some of you might say, how do I need to be reminded to smile? Doesn't that come naturally? Actually, no. Happiness and smile actually sometimes is an effort. And the more you practice, the more you do it, the easier it comes. So, however, before I came out, I remember people would laugh at my laugh, at my laughters, or they would actually make very bad comment about my laugh. And my laugh is like this. You know, when I really laugh, it is like a crazy screeching, ghost screaming, crazy sound. And that makes people happy sometimes, and that makes people annoyed sometimes. So I'm not going to be, I'm not going to even try to make other people happy. I'm just going to be myself. And if you are happy, fine, stay. And if you are annoyed by my laughters, please go. I mean, there are so many other podcasts out there that you can listen to. But unfortunately, when it comes to friends, most of my friends would probably wouldn't care, or they wouldn't tell me that they're annoyed by my laughters. And as a child, or especially before I came out, before I can truly accept it myself, I would try to change my laugh, or I actually try to stop laughing that loudly or that much or that having that much fun. Now, friends around me, friends who grew up with me would probably say, did you ever try that? I don't think you ever did. And that's because it's part of me, and I tried to do it, and it just would not work. And when you're actually truly enjoying the moment, I just crack up like a whore. And so that's that. And that's a little bit about my whole coming out thing. And then talking about friends around me, I actually had a friend who... I wouldn't go into too much detail. Well, this guy that had a crush on, you know, he's straight. This is back in high school. And he would, one day we went out and went to this park. I know it sounds romantic, but not really. We actually have another friend with us. But he was telling me that if I tone down my sissiness, it would be better. Because that, and then he actually reassured me that, you know what, you're actually not that bad. Just, you know, just pull it back a little bit and you'll be fine. Very encouraging, and I appreciated the message, but obviously that took a big, big chunk out of me, really, because I'm being told that if I am a little bit not too, if I hold a little bit back of who I am, I will be better. So obviously that left a big chunk or a big scar in inside of me. And of course, I was trying to be very hard to please him because I liked him at the time. I still do. I mean, as a friend now, because, you know, I've grown out of that whole crush thing. We still are friends. We are still very good friends. I won't go into too much detail. I don't want to reveal too many juicy bits. And maybe I know some of my friends are listening, so I don't want to reveal too many juicy bits. And please don't email me if you know me from in high school who that person is. I won't tell you. And so obviously that kind of left a big impression in me. And I tried really hard. In fact, I felt the change more than I actually was changed, because obviously when I forget, oh shit, what's going on? My screen just went dark. Oh, here it is. Oh, good Lord. And I'm... Okay. Sorry, the computer message popped up again. And then that's this other time also. And the reason why the whole thing came up was because I was on this one guy's... there's one guy's blog. You know, sometimes I track my when you go into whatever you call it, the blog role or whatever, into your the administrator's page of your WordPress, they show you the incoming links. And so I found this incoming link of this guy, and I went there, and this is for my other podcast at penanghokkien.com. And I went there, and this guy said that, oh, this, the host of that show is damn sissy, and don't get thrown off by it or something. And so I left a comment. I said, yeah. And he said that, oh, he may be gay. And I was like, hello. Yes, I am gay. And I am, I'm proud of my sissiness. And so I, and you know, it's part of me. Hello, if you want me to be something else, you might not really want to hang around here. Do you know what I mean? And so I wrote a comment back, and he wrote back to apologize because I said it in a way where, because when people are reading the blog, they might think that, oh my gosh, he is, I knew he was gay. In fact, from the stuff that he wrote, I sort of knew he was gay too. Oop, did I just out of him? But I didn't tell you which podcast. Which blog. So that's all right. And, so he wrote me an email and said, I'm sorry if that offended you, and I'm gay too, blah, blah, blah. And that's the whole point of me, wanting to tell you about the whole sissiness thing. I find, I'm sorry, I'm keep moving the microphone. I want to look at the time though. Okay, it's only 19 minutes. That's good. And I find myself, after I came out, and as I'm getting more comfortable with in my own skin, and just being myself, and also become good in what I do, and therefore gain more gain more. Not experience, but what is confidence. And so I'm becoming more confident, and I am very comfortable being myself, and I'm usually just being who I am. And like I said, on my show, I'm a little bit up, I'm tuning it up a bit more so that it doesn't sound sleepy. It doesn't sound like I'm sleepy, but right now it might be the case. And so one time I went to this church camp. I think it's a church youth camp. And I went out to, there's this night where we were talking. I don't know what exercise it was. You know how those camps, the summer camp, well, not really summer, summer all year long in Malaysia, but it is during the school holiday. And the church youth group went out for this camp, and I went, and there's this exercise where you're supposed to write down something that you think the other person may need to change, or give confront them with something that you think is not right or bad about yourself, that, and then come and you know, give them some support, and also give them advice to, or not really give them advice, it's just go up to them and give them something to improve on, exactly what it is. And I got this guy, and I still remember him. I haven't seen him for a long time, though. He's this guy from church, and he came up to me and told me, so we all know that something's bad coming, right? Somebody's going to come tell you that you need to be this instead of that. And he came up to me, and he talked about my sissiness as well. He said that, you know, your action, your wrist, you know, the whole, I forgot how he put it, but in a nutshell, in his nutshell, in a nutshell, it's like you are a little bit too girlish. You're a little bit too sissy. So if you can change that, it'll be good. So that actually happened before my friend told me about my sissiness. So this is, we're going back several years before. I think I was probably only maybe 13 years old, or maybe 14. I'm not sure. I was fairly young. And that wasn't even a problem, really. I mean, at that time, it was like, oh, okay. I didn't even know that I was a sissy, you know? And but, you know, that after that thing, and it left me another impression inside of me that, oh my gosh, I have this imperfection that I'm constantly struggling to change. And of course, that's not helpful. That's part of, I think, most many kids have that growing up with already some insecurities in things that they do. And being told that way by several people, that was hurtful. Well, it's hurtful more so now than it was, because I didn't really know. It's like, oh, I'm supposed to be this. I'm supposed to be a little bit more macho. And so I'm going to be a little bit macho. And it didn't work, right? And so I remember one time, too, I was a reader, whatever you call it, the lector at in my church. And I would read the passages during Mass. And this girl also came up to me, and we always do the reading together. And she would say, oh, you always, when you read the thing, you're always so, I think she says, Niang Niang Chiang. Niang Chiang means like, like softy. And she just made that comment to me. And that made me change when I want to read something, I would want to try to read it as manly as possible. And it just does not work. I'm telling you right here, of course it doesn't work. But when I learned after I came out and gained my confidence back, it's almost like a rebirth coming out. And what I find out was, you know, all this stuff that people are telling me, it's all about me. They're trying to change me to conform to something that they think is good for me. And I appreciated what their effort, not what they did, but I appreciated their effort of trying to help me to become something or somebody that they think is better. But instead, they have done the wrong thing by telling me to be somebody who I'm not. And today, the laugh that you hear on this show, the stories that I tell on this show, all the crap, the mistakes that I make on this show, and everything that I do on this show, it's honestly me. And you will get a true moi, and which is what really makes this experience good for me personally, because I can truly express who I am, fat or not. I show every, almost like I used to be very conscious about picking a picture that I would post on the web because I didn't want to be ugly. And I would, I would delete pictures that's horrible, that fat of myself, and I wouldn't post it out on the web. But, you know, I'm to the point where I really don't care anymore. Like I said, I'm doing the fat thing. Well, I did lose weight, but we'll go into that. Retail, yeah. I am losing very slowly. I haven't really gotten a chance to exercise too much besides the walking that I do. But I've been now watching my diet a little bit. I try not to eat and like binge. Well, even though I did. I try not to binge as much. And so that was my little bit of my story. And right now we are going to go back to Brad's message from yesterday morning, from Sunday morning. Brad from Chicago left me a message from Chicago Gay Games. And he will be telling us all about it right now. If it would play. Shit. Oh, I muted the computer. Okay, hang on. Okay, here it is.
Hello, John. This is Brad from Chicago, calling to you live from...
From the Gay Games in Chicago.
It is early. It's about 9:30 my time. I'm supposed to have a match at 10:30, but they're running behind an hour.
Gay time.
It's supposed to be muggy here today. Like 96 degrees, so hopefully things go well. Went to the opening ceremonies last night. They were wonderful. I don't know if anybody saw it on Logo.
I don't have Logo here. With Time Warner Cable in Kansas City, we don't have Logo. We hope that we will in the future.
Televising it. They brought everybody onto the field and gave us all flashlights. And then the lights went off in the stadium, and everybody lit the flashlight up, and it was a big rainbow flag covering the field.
I would love to see a picture. I'll try to find a picture, too.
Anyway, just thought I'd give you an update. I'll try to call in a little bit later with a further update. Hopefully I make it past the first round. Thanks.
Okay, so he's competing in tennis, as most of you would know. And later yesterday, I got this other message, and I've got to tell you... If you've got problems, sister, you pray to the Church of John on the Whore.
Hello, John. This is Brad from Chicago. Worshiping at the Church of John Ong does seem to have its benefits. I won my singles match today in
Yay!
Three sets. 6-2, 6-7, 6-1.
Numbers don't mean anything
and
to
then
me.
I won my doubles match in two sets, 6-4. 7-5. Or was the other round? 7-5, 6-4. Never mind. But I'd like to thank the Church of John Ong for blessing me. And if you
That's
need
all
any additional
of the
offerings,
food.
Please let me know. Because I play again tomorrow, singles and doubles again, in 96 degrees Chicago weather.
Yikes.
So anything that you need, let me know, and I will send it your way before I leave tomorrow for the round two.
Okay. Well, we hope that you win also on round two. Worship me. It works sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. In fact, you're all on your own, Brad. Well, by the time you listen to this, I hope you don't listen to this before your game. I hope you listen to this after your game and don't ruin your, psyche. Oh, sorry. Did I just burp? I did. Oh, goodness. Well, let me check on the time. How are we doing time-wise? Oh, actually, we're doing not bad. And is that all I need to tell you? I had like a whole bunch of stuff that I was going to go... I wrote out that I was going to tell you. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, that's all. Oh my goodness, that's good. I'm ready to go to band. Well, I just ruined the illusion for you. No, I'm ready to go to work. It's Monday. What are you kidding me? It's Monday. But, I have been asked many times on my PenangHokkien.com, on my other podcast, to do a show or two about gay topics. And so we did. I've recorded several, in fact, two gay topic shows, and we'll be posting that in the near future. And I also Would like to welcome all of you who came from Penang, Hokkien, and started listening to my podcast here on onlinepodcast.com. In fact, I was actually toying with the idea. There's this one of my listeners from the other podcast told me that, you know, I would really enjoy the show more. I would understand it more if it's not in English, if it's in Mandarin or something. So that's why I started to do a show in Hokkien regarding the gay topics. And when I was recording the show, what I realized is there's so many lingos that I learn and I use here after I came to the United States that I don't really know what those names, I don't even know what it's called, gay people in Hokkien. Now, of course, I know those names that I was called. So they are all sort of derogatory terms. And so I'm trying to think of what the proper way of calling a gay or homosexual. And of course, some people have problem with the term homosexual because all they think of is sex, which I agree to a degree, but that's also the truth. So welcome to all the listeners from Penang Hokkien. I don't know why I'm a little sluggish today. I hope, you know, that's because my mixer is too far and I keep having to reach over and my microphone is not picking up my voice that way. So, oh yeah, yeah. But anyway, thank you for listening. And I also want to encourage you to help me promote the show. Just go tell your friends if you think that they are one of those people who would enjoy the show. Oh yeah, in fact, I had a good chat last weekend with what's her name? Tranny Rack. Becky. So, hey, Becky. I don't know. I'm going to have Becky back and tell you what's going on with her life, or you can actually listen to her on trannyrack.com or something like that. Is it trannyrack.com? The part of the reason why when you subscribe to a show is you forgot what the URL of the show is. So it I type in Tracky Rack. Tranny Rack. I was gonna check on the URL. Yeah, it is Tranny Rack Radio. Go to trannyrack.com, that's trannyrec.com. You'll learn more about Rebecca there. And she's going on a journey, and I don't know whether she is going to be public about whatever she told me, and so I don't want to say too much. And I will maybe have her back and tell you all about it. I've interviewed her several months ago on online podcasts and just getting a bit of transsexual 101, an ex-Mormon transsexual woman. Very interesting person and very nice, and also I'm trying to make him Tranny Rack. No, I cannot do Tranny Rack, but I can do Carol better. That's for Tranny Rack, our dear Rebecca. Oh gosh, do I sound tired? Maybe I am tired. I don't really feel like I'm tired, but I feel like I'm a little sluggish. I don't know why. But thank you for listening, all of you, and thank you for enduring the last 30 minutes. And and I hope that you will come back on Thursday and hopefully have some fun things to post. I may and I may not, but who knows? You have to come back. And if you are subscribed, please thank you, and please stay subscribed. And also, if you're listening to this over on the website, just clicking on the Flash Player, you might want to think about subscribing, because the benefit of subscribing is it keeps you regular, makes you poop better. No, I'm kidding. It keeps you regular, meaning whenever I post a new show, you will get the show. And so if you haven't done so, I suggest downloading iTunes, install it on your computer, and then come back to my website, click on the subscribe via iTunes icon, and you will be all set. And I also realized that I haven't really checked. I think two people left me comments on iTunes. I know Archer has talked about this on his show. People left reviews on iTunes. When you can go to iTunes Music Store and look for online podcasts, and when you find the show, you can actually go and leave a review on that page, just to give some people idea what the show is all about. And Brad from Not the Chicago bread. This bread is the Wheeling Warrior bread. Left me a very nice message as well. I think Rebecca left me a message. This is like months ago. And so if you are an iTunes listener and if you happen to find my page on iTunes pod, whatever that page is, the podcast directory, if you want to leave a review or a comment or something, please do so. And I would appreciate it. That would just give people an idea of what the show is all about. And sometimes it's very hard for me to tell you what the show is all about. And it's slowly evolving from one thing to another. And so I need all your support. And thank you so much for listening one more time. You can leave me comment on my voice message 206-888-JOHN, or you can email me at online@gmail.com. And you can also go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and leave me a My Ching Chong message. If you have a microphone, you can click on the flash player and record. Now, if you have a problem doing that, you might want to check to see you have the latest Java script or Java application, whatever the fuck it is, Java, and also the latest macro media flash or something like that. So thank you for listening, and don't forget to smile, ladies and gentlemen. Duan, 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 buan, buan. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.